Today is Palm and Passion Sunday, and there are still some people who are offended is too strong a word, but I think they're irritated that we combine these two moments on the same day. And you'll hear people saying things like, well, if we were really devout or we were really whatever we might be, we'd still have a Good Friday service and we'd have a Palm Sunday and it would make sense. And I have a certain amount of sympathy with that sentiment, but the thing that I point out to these people, at least as best I can and as gently as I can, is this is the age in which we live. It doesn't work out that way as much as we might like. Things have changed. For example, my office is moving from one building to another. And while it doesn't affect me, the move is happening beginning this Friday. When I was a kid, nothing happened on Good Friday. Good Friday was set aside in a way that it certainly isn't now. And we can fulminate against that, and we can complain till the cows come home. It probably won't change much. And so what the Committee on the Lectionary did is have combined these two days, if you will, in one Sunday, that we might get the benefit of both. And I strongly encourage you to attend a Good Friday service. I hope to do so myself. But the world has changed, but what we need to remember and what we think about has not. And so in some ways, I think it does us well to combine these two things in one Sunday. Because when we think of Palm and Passion Sunday, when we think about today, we're confused. We have readings of Jesus' triumphal entry, and then we have readings of the crucifixion. We have hymns about Hosanna as he came in. We have hymns about, O Sacred Head, sore wounded. It's a confusing day. But so is life. We can't have one of these at the expense of the other, no matter what we might think, no matter what we might desire, no matter what we might want. When we think of the readings from Palm Sunday and we think of what Palm Sunday means, it's not too much of a stretch for us to look at Palm Sunday as the reality of our ultimate life in Jesus. Christ is King. Because that's what the people were celebrating. When Jesus came, they were celebrating Jesus as the Messiah. Now, they got it wrong. They thought Jesus was going to come as a geopolitical kind of king, lead a rebellion, a successful revolt at last, throw out the Romans, recreate the kingdom of David. And they got that part wrong. But they got who he was right. They understood that Jesus was Messiah, that Jesus was the king. But then we go directly from there into our readings about the Passion. And if the readings about the poems about the celebration of Jesus' arrival are, you might think, the truth of our salvation, if you will, the Passion is the truth of our life. This world is a beautiful place in many ways. The drive in this morning was just wonderful. But it was colder than I would have liked. There were some drivers who did things I wasn't expecting. It wasn't even close to an accident or anything, but you know, it wasn't perfect. Because this world is a fallen world. And if we think of the Passion as the truth of our life, the fundamental reality is that we will, as Jesus did, we will all die. Sometimes that's closer to our attention than others. We think about this more frequently around this time of the year. We think of it more frequently when we are sick, or when people we know are sick, or when, as inevitably happens, people we know and love die. And we look at those things the same way we look at the story of the crucifixion. We say, this is just wrong. Jesus, God himself, through the mystery of the incarnation, died. How can this be? But when we think of the very beginning of the Bible, when we think of the creation and the perfection that it was made in. And then we look at death and disease, war and conflict. We say, well, this isn't right either. And it's not. It's not right. But it is the world we live in. On Palm and Passion Sunday, we see in a very real sense everything that matters. We see Jesus as triumphal king in the face of a fallen world. We see our salvation in the perfection that it will be, butted up against the reality of the life we live in, where our bodies wear out and fail, where we make egregious errors that hurt ourselves or hurt each other, where we do things that we look back on and we're ashamed of them because they weren't mistakes, they were things that we did going into with our eyes wide open, knowing they were wrong, but we wanted to anyway, so we did. It's the juxtaposition of being human. And on Palm Passion Sunday, we're forced to grapple with it again. Our Philippians reading says that our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. God himself gave up what he legitimately had for our benefit. And through that giving up, gave us what allows us to make sense of the world in which we live, a world with beauty on one side and ugliness on the other, with life on one side and death on the other. The reality of Jesus coming to earth, taking our sin upon himself, dying on the cross, but as we see on Easter Sunday, being raised again to bring to us full and complete salvation, is what gives us hope to keep going. If this world was just the dichotomy of good and bad, and when it was over, and that was all there was to it, what hope would there be there? None. But we have hope. We understand that as we've moved into a relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we have strength for whatever is called upon us to do for this day. That we have the resources through the gifts of the Holy Spirit and through God's people in his communities of faith all over the world to accomplish what we need to accomplish. We continue to work towards bringing goodness, bringing life, bringing beauty on this earth, even in the midst of its fallenness. Because of that inextinguishable hope we have that Jesus will embrace us fully at one point, one day. Either we will go to him or he will come to us. We don't know when that will be, so it could be any time. And that's when the ultimate truth of Jesus as Messiah will be there forever. We continue on slogging through the fallenness of the world because of the hope we have, because of our deep understanding that as Jesus came, he did come as a king. The people of Jerusalem misunderstood the kind of king he was, but they certainly didn't misunderstand who he was. He came, he lived, he died, he rose again, that we might have hope to continue through this confusing world in which we live, where we know who God is. We sometimes wonder why he doesn't do what we think would make so much sense. But we do know that as we walk through the passion part of our lives, the difficult part of our lives, that resurrection is on the other side. The poem Passion Sunday brings together the two parts of our lives, the unalterable reality of the rule of Christ with the equally unalterable reality of God's provision of choice for us in the world in which we live. Palm Passion Sunday. It's not just hard to say, it's a confusing day. But it's a day that reminds us of the hope we have. That Jesus lived out this peculiarity of human existence, of the now, but even more so later, nature of our salvation. Today we have hope. Passion Week is a time for us to pay careful attention to the fallenness of the world, to embrace it fully, to not pretend it's not there, to not pretend that everything's good when everything is not good, but to do so from the perspective of the hope that we know is coming on Easter Sunday. So in this Holy Week, wherever your reflections take you, I hope you'll always come back to hope. Because that's the gift that we have among so many others as we look at the fallen world in which we live, is that we have hope. And not just hope for the sake of hope. We have hope in a living God. We have hope in Jesus, who came, who lived, who died, but who rose again. Amen.